Welcome to the Field Talk Podcast from the Linder Farm Network, the voice of Minnesota agriculture. I'm your host, Dan Lemke. The U.S. Senate narrowly passed its budget reconciliation bill this week, sending the measure back to the U.S. House. Compeer Financial Vice President for Legislative Affairs, Perry Osnes, joined the Linder Farm Network's Linda Brecke for an update on where things stand and some of the key provisions important to agriculture.
Perry, first of all, thanks for joining us with an update on what's happening in Washington, D.C. and the Senate passing the reconciliation bill yesterday. Where do things stand?
Well, you know, thus far in this Congress this year, there has been one close vote after another on a lot of issues. And currently the budget reconciliation is the latest iteration of a lot of high-stakes drama out in Washington. So, as you mentioned, yesterday, the U.S. Senate passed their version of budget reconciliation, and it took the Vice President, J.D. Vance, going to the Senate to cast the tie-breaking vote, as there were three Senate Republicans that voted against the bill. And just a step back, the Senate bill was kind of a modification of what the House passed last month, and that passed the House by one vote, and that was sent to the Senate. The Senate made their changes, approved it by a one-vote margin, as I mentioned yesterday, and so now the ball is back in the court of the House. And they can either choose to accept the Senate changes, and if not, there'll likely be additional negotiations going on over the weekend and beyond to try to resolve all this. The issue on the House side is Speaker Johnson is trying to unify his caucus to get to yes votes. And all of this is because there's a stated goal, to get a reconciliation bill to President Trump by July 4th. Well, we're less than 48 hours from that right now. So there is figuratively at least, a lot of arm twisting going on within the House Republican caucus to try to see if they can round up the votes. And again, remember that they were able to pass their version by just one vote several weeks ago. But as it relates to agriculture, you know, largely this is not where the controversy lies. There is going to be some additional farm program spending for agriculture, about $66 billion over the next decade, reference price increases, and some enhancements to crop insurance programs like the supplemental coverage option, additional funding in there for conservation, trade promotion, animal disease prevention, things like that. And so should this get across the finish line, and I think eventually it will, there'll be some enhancements to the farm safety net for farmers and reconciliation. And then probably the biggest issue in this bill is the tax provisions. That was a key part of why Congress moved forward with this. And so a lot of tax provisions in there that'll be helpful to small businesses and farmers that were set to expire at the end of this year. So whether it's a Section 199A deduction for pass-through income, permanent at 20%, the bill restores full bonus depreciation, raises estate tax limits and indexes them for inflation, increases 179 expensing, things like that. And so those are all good things that I think will be supportive of agriculture and small businesses. But in the meantime, getting to yes will be the big challenge on the House here over the next 24 hours.
So have they worked out the supplemental nutrition assistance program differences between the House and the Senate?
I think they're largely going to be the same. And again, that's where there's two issues that have been raised as concerns. It's been on the Medicaid issue and then on SNAP. But basically on the SNAP side, the reconciliation bill increases the work requirement age for able-bodied adults to 64. There's some incentivization for states to reduce the error rates on SNAP payments. In other words, if they have high error payment rates, they're going to get charged more. There's also some discretion in there that would limit the ability for the Secretary of Agriculture to unilaterally increase the thrifty food plan calculation that is used to determine SNAP payments. So those are all in there. Frankly, that was part of the cost savings for this bill. I think about $180 billion in cost savings. But that's largely been dealt with. It's some of the other issues that, frankly, you've got on the House side, you've got Republicans on the far right that don't think the bill cuts enough. And then you've got more moderate members that are concerned about some of the cuts. And so, again, the Speaker is trying to figure out how to get to yes and try to get to that, get this bill passed here over the next 24 hours. And if not, it'll have to be kicked till after the 4th. And I think there'd be a lot of urgency to get this resolved so that they can move on to other issues and get on to the rest of their agenda.
Perry Austin is Compeer Financial Vice President of Legislative Affairs.
Thanks for listening. Find other podcasts at LinderFarmNetwork.com and on Apple and Spotify. Get daily farm news, weather, and market information from your local LFN affiliate.